The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org. Heaven and Hell. What does the Bible really teach? Chapter 3 Sidebar. Will the torment of the wicked last forever? Rather than describing eternal torment of people in hell, from the context we see that this passage is actually describing specific events to take place on the earth at the end of this age. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Revelation 14:10-11. At first glance, this passage may seem to confirm the traditional idea of a seething, sulfurous hellfire, mercilessly and eternally tormenting helpless immortal souls. But if we don't already hold to a preconceived mental picture of hell, we can quickly grasp that this passage describes a considerably different circumstance. First, notice the setting for this passage. From the context, we see that the events it describes occur on earth amid earth-shaking events and disasters occurring immediately before or at Christ's return, not in hell or the afterlife at all. This warning describes the punishment that will befall all the earth's inhabitants who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Chapter 13 describes this beast, an end-time dictatorial superpower opposed to God, and its mark. Those who accept this mark show that their allegiance is to this powerful system rather than God. And in chapter 14, God reveals the consequences of that choice, warning of the terrifying punishments that will precede Christ's return. See Revelation 14:14-20, and the following two chapters. Notice also in this passage that the smoke from these terrifying events ascends forever. It does not say that the people's actual torment continues forever. David wrote in Psalms 37:20 that the wicked shall perish, not be tortured forever in hell. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The smoke is also no doubt associated with God's wrath poured out on earth as described in Revelation 16, which includes widespread destruction, great heat, warfare, and a massive earthquake. All these events will generate massive fires and a huge amount of smoke. The properties of smoke are such that it ascends forever and ever, Revelation 14:11, meaning that nothing will prevent or stop it. Being a column of heated gas containing tiny suspended particles, it rises, expands, and eventually dissipates. Moreover, the Greek phrase translated forever and ever does not have to mean for all eternity. It could just refer to this happening in the culmination of the ages. The reference in verse 11 to the wicked receiving no rest day or night speaks of those who continue to worship the beast and his image during this time. They will be in constant terror and fear for their lives, and thus aren't able to find a moment's rest during this terrifying time of God's anger. Rather than describing eternal torment of people in hell, from the context we see that this passage is actually describing specific events to take place on earth at the end of this age. Thanks for listening to Will the Torment of the Wicked Last Forever? In the booklet, Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.